There it is. Give us the menu, done.
Okay, you're being recorded. This is called the table of the Lord, in which all who listen are invited to participate. It is that which God has made available to all. There are no preconditions to participating in this most glorious meal, this most glorious event. It is so wonderful. It is probably as great a battleground because of the truth contained in it, as great a battleground as there is in the church today. Because of its great truth, it has attracted a great enemy. Two enemies. One is the devil, and the other enemy is the flesh. Because part of our shortfallen condition, part of our shortfallen nature, says we want to qualify. And when that thought takes seed in a man, the next thing the man is going to come up with is, you need to qualify to partake of this. This, as we spoke earlier, this is a table of grace. And though some call it the Eucharist, let us give meaning to that word Eucharist. It is a table of thanksgiving, for herein we come to acknowledge our unworthiness. And at the same time, acknowledge the power of the God unto salvation, because through the Son of the love of Him, we have been cleansed from our condition of unworthiness, and by faith, because it's not fact in my life. And I'm not pointing a finger, but I dare to say it's not a fact in your life yet either. God's word declared it. That made it a fact. We are made worthy by the blood of the Lamb. Jesus said, do this in remembrance of me. And I have no qualms in putting us in remembrance when we gather about what God has done. And we are reminded what He has done through these symbols, just I'm just going to read something. I hope that it is received, and that it is received with discernment and therefore understanding and therefore joy and therefore true Eucharist thanksgiving. The words of the old hymn, Rock of Ages, cleft for me, let me hide myself in thee. Colossian letter is going to go on to say that we are hid in Christ. And that means you can't see it. And so all the qualifying and pre-qualifying and conditions and all the other things that this goddamn religion sets on us doesn't have anything to do with the relationship of God. Rock of Ages, cleft for me, let me hide myself in thee. Let the water and the blood from thy wounded side which flowed be of sin the double cure. Save me from wrath and make me pure. Not the labors of my hands can fulfill thy law's demands. These for sin, labors of mine hands, could not atone. Thou must save, and thou alone. In my hand no price I bring, simply to thy cross I cling. While I draw this fleeting breath, when my eyes shall close in death, when I rise to worlds unknown and behold thee on thy throne, Rock of Ages, cleft for me, let me hide myself in thee. Will you say it with me? Hold the cup and the bread, both symbols of Jesus, both y'all discern. Let the water and the blood be of sin the double cure. Save me from wrath, because that's what we deserve. And make me pure, double. Double in the blood. Say it with me. Rock of Ages, cleft for me. Say it. Rock of Ages, cleft for me. Let me hide myself in thee. That is Jesus. Take it in his name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you also for making us aware that at this table, this element of bread also is contained, and your word has given us knowledge of you and why your body had to suffer so greatly. Only the blood was required by the Father's law, but you gave your body also. You went beyond because it is your nature to heal. And you revealed that to us. And by your word, Father, we have not only the understanding but the promise that with your stripes we were healed. If you discern and understand, take it, saying, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name.